giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? 3, 2, it's time for another podcast with Real Time News with host Real Time News, James Powell.
We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe, this is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wise Door Lock. And again, Wise, WYZE, Wise Door Lock, jjmediaonline.net/Wise Door Lock. Wise Door Lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wise app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/Wise Door Lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality, quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. Greetings, and we welcome you to our podcast for today. It is Thursday, February 11th, 2021, at the time of this recording. And I know that maybe many of you aren't getting it on the specific day we are uploading them, and we are uploading them to the different video platforms, and it is starting to take a tremendous amount of time to upload. I don't know what is happening, but it seems like that everything is being squeezed lately. But we are uploading it to our Anchor FM platform, BitChute, YouTube, and Library, and Rumble also. So thank you for joining us. Let's get on to the verse of the day. And I am, after the verse of the day, I'm going to be just talking about some news, and then we'll end with one tech article. But we are going to be talking about, of course, many of you know I live in Florida. We are going to be ending, right before the tech article, we are going to be talking about Governor DeSantis, and it looks like it's probably going to come down to Biden is going to get in a little of a battle with him, but we'll get into that. All right, let's jump to the verse of the day. I do thank you for joining us. Please share, like, and connect with us on whatever platform you are watching and or listening to this. Verse of the day, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Let's go to the thoughts on the verse today. There are many kinds of fear. Some of these are legitimate. Others are imagined. Still, others are irrational. Thankfully, as Christians, we don't have to be afraid of the one crucial event in our life. That's the judgment. God's love saves us, empowers us, blesses us, works in us, and touches others through us. Most of all, having experienced this love, we can cast fear out of our hearts because we know where we stand with God. He is our loving Father who longs to bring us home. Let's go to the prayer of the day. Holy, majestic, and awesome God, you are mighty in your strength. You are holy beyond comparison. You are righteous and fair in your dealings with your people. Most of all, dear Father, I thank you because you do not deal with me as I deserve. God, you deal with me graciously, blessing me with your redeeming and transforming grace. Your love gives me confidence to live for you and to await the day I stand before you. Until that day, I offer you my thanks and praise. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. And I want to ask you again, if you don't know Christ, will you ask him into your heart today? Ask him to forgive you of your sin and ask him to come into your heart and life. Just reminding you, I am a minister, so that is the reason why Scripture is important. And I'm a Christian, so can't be it, you know, just saying. All right, let's jump into the news. From Gateway Pundit, Wretched Murkowski, she says, I don't see how Donald Trump could be reelected to the presidency again. Republican Lisa Murkowski spoke out against President Donald Trump more than any Democrat in her career. She fought his America First agenda every step of the way. On Wednesday, Murkowski told reporters, I don't see how Donald Trump could ever be reelected to the presidency again. And I'm not going to play the video just for the sake of time. So there again, something. President Trump brings something to the political world that I don't ever remember seeing in my lifetime. He truly put America first. He was about and is about cleaning out the swamp on both sides of the political aisles. So, and it's still going to happen. I'm telling you, there is a lot of stuff going on in the background. All right. Here we go, from Gateway Pundit. Using liberal logic, Joe Biden has now murdered more than 60,000 Americans who died from COVID. So, how about it? President Trump inherited the China coronavirus. He set up a team that included Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, two doctors big media loved. These doctors recommended shutting down the economy for a couple weeks, and it's still going on. But even with recruiting doctors the media loved, President Trump never did enough. He brought in boats to major cities to help address expected increases in patients with the virus. He began building vaccines and brought the manufacturing of masks and ventilators and drugs to the United States, but it was never enough. Soon enough, big media and Democrats started blaming President Trump for every death recorded from the disease. They even used this as a prop at Biden's inauguration, which nobody saw. So, here it is, the tweet. 200,000 flags has been placed on the National Mall representing people from around the world who would gather for the inauguration of President Biden and VP Harris. The field of flags is illuminated by 56 pillars of light representing America's states and territories. So, that supposedly represented all the lives. So, here we go. We've reported on how the COVID deaths recorded that were actually caused by the disease were way overstated by as much as 94%. Folks, I'm not going to go into it. And we're attacked for saying this. We've noted that only 6% of COVID deaths per the CDC died from COVID alone. 6% went viral on social media after this report. But despite sound reasoning and support from the CDC, the Democrats blamed every death related to COVID on President Trump. So, we thought we could point out the same for Biden, using the same liberal logic, and based on this, Biden is responsible for the deaths of over 60,000 Americans. So that is, he's only been supposedly in office for a month. 60,000. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Won't you share that? You'll get shut down. In fact, one of these days I'm probably going to get shut down. All right. Reminder. Okay. We are in the midst, at the time of this recording, we are in the midst of President Trump being impeached. The trial, again, his second impeachment. So, here's a reminder. Kamala Harris, and remember the impeachment was because he encouraged the overrun of the Capitol, supposedly, and encouraged violence. So, here, reminder. Kamala Harris joked about killing President Trump and then let out a horrible cackle. Is this impeachable? That's something to think of. You know, the Democrats are really pushing for how bad President Trump was, but very few Americans are interested. Most are outraged since the majority appeared to have voted for President Trump. Americans have watched as our country and Constitution have been torn apart by Democrats with Republican consent over the past decade. No one liked Obama's policies, which is why America voted for President Trump. Americans loved President Trump's policies and economy, which is why they voted for him in record numbers. So, let's go. I'm going to go ahead and play this, and we're going to play the clip of Kamala Harris. So, once again, I'll probably eventually get shut down. So, let's go, and let's take a look at this clip. Hold on, I'm trying to get to it here. Okay. All right. Let me play this now. Here we go.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Okay. So I'm going to play that again. Listen to this. Listen to the laugh.
If I had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
So, isn't that inciting violence? Where is the media on that? It is incredibly, I'm going to say it's double standard. Very much a double standard. It's sad. It's very sad. So I'm asking you, what are you going to stand up for? I mean, the double standard is getting bad. They're trying to shut down our voice. I don't care what you stand for, but free speech is so important. All right. Total jobless claims jump past 20 million while Democrats push impeachment. Look at this. I mean, this is... Folks... It's sad. Our country is in a mess. The number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits for the week that ended January 23rd jumped 2.6 million to 20.4 million. Data from the Labor Department showed Thursday. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on Wednesday raised the alarm about the labor market, and this is dated February 11th, 2021. You know, so and that is today. So he called for a society-wide effort to bring the labor market back to the strength it had pre-pandemic. Yet on the Democrat-controlled Capitol Hill, lawmakers this week have focused on impeaching former President Donald Trump. The Biden White House pandemic relief proposal has been sidelined while the Senate trial continues. There are 5.1 million Americans on regular state unemployment benefits. An additional 8.7 million are receiving benefits under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which is available to freelancers and self-employed workers. Nearly 4.8 million are receiving benefits under the Pandemic Emergency Program, 1.6 million under Extended Benefits Program. A year ago, before the pandemic struck, there were just 2.2 million Americans receiving unemployment benefits. So folks, are you ready to stand up for what really is happening? This is really sad. Very sad. All right. Now, we're going to go ahead and jump to, I live in Florida, so this really hits home and is kind of closer to me. So I want you to think about something, and as you do, I want you to just think balanced. Give balanced thinking, and no matter what party you are in, whether you're Democrat, Republican, even an independent, let's do balanced thinking as to how we deal with things. All right. The Biden administration is considering whether to impose domestic travel restrictions, including on Florida. And Governor DeSantis responds. The Biden administration is retaliating against the state of Florida after Governor DeSantis has encouraged Floridians to get back to work so they can live their normal lives. Governor DeSantis recently declared that everyone should get back to work and make common sense decisions regarding their health amid the COVID pandemic. Hair salons, restaurants, and schools are open in Florida, so the Biden administration is considering whether to impose domestic travel restrictions on the Sunshine State like it's 1935 Berlin. COVID cases are actually declining in Florida, So Biden and his stenographers in the media are afraid that DeSantis is exposing the lie that lockdowns slow the spread of the China virus. The Biden administration is considering whether to impose the domestic travel restrictions. Outbreaks of the new variants, including the highly contagious one identified in the United Kingdom, as well as others from South Africa, Brazil, that scientists worry can evade existing vaccines, have lent urgency to a review of potential travel restrictions within the United States, one federal official said. Get this. Oh, fear, fear. Oh, no. Oh, oh, something's going to happen. Come on, give me a break. Give me a break. You can, if you, are you going to live in fear? I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to get out and I'm going to enjoy life. There are active conversations about what could help mitigate spread here, but we have to follow the data and what's going to work. We did this with South Africa. We did this with Brazil. But because we got clear guidance, one White House official said. Wonder who the White House official? Why don't they give the name? Why don't they be transparent? But we're having conversations about anything that would help mitigate spread, the official said, referring to discussions about new travel restrictions that could target the spread of UK mutation in Florida. Here is Governor DeSantis' response. Governor DeSantis, and oh, by the way, they actually give the name of his spokesperson. Isn't it amazing how there's a White House official? They never give the name. I'm telling you. Governor DeSantis opposes travel restrictions and does not believe diagnostic tests should be a prerequisite to domestic air travel. The Miami Herald says, the Biden administration is considering whether to impose domestic travel restrictions, including on Florida, fearful that the coronavirus mutations are threatening to reverse hard-fought progress on the pandemic. All baloney. Baloney. DeSantis has exposed the corruption and how, I mean, we're doing great. We're doing great here in Florida. All right, now I wanted to go to this, and DeSantis knocks media over masking outrage hypocrisy. You only care about it if it's people you don't like. Governor DeSantis blasted the establishment media on Wednesday after they continued to question him on maskless Super Bowl celebrations, noting that his critics are selective, only seemingly to care about proper masking if the violators are people they don't like. You guys really love that. This is DeSantis talking. You don't care much about if it's a peaceful protest, then it's fine. DeSantis told reporters on Wednesday, you don't care as much if they're celebrating a Biden election. You only care about if it's people you don't like. He said, I'm a Bucks fan, and I'm proud of what they did on Sunday night. DeSantis' claim of selective outrage from members of the establishment media holds true, as Democrat officials largely praised and in some cases participated in the mass protest that dominated U.S. cities last year following the death of George Floyd. Similarly, Democrats flocked to the streets in November after the mainstream media declared President Biden the winner of the 2020 presidential election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was among the prominent pro-maskers who tossed his own purported beliefs to the wayside, lowering his mask as he celebrated Biden's victory with a large crowd of Biden supporters in New York City. So, and here's the, if you're watching this, here is the picture of it. So, I'm telling you, we are in for a fight for freedom. And I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do about it? Are you willing to stand up? All right, we're going to just take a quick break, and I only have one tech segment. So we're almost done. Thank you for listening. Please share and subscribe to whatever platform you're listening or watching this on. Let's go to break.
Hi, this is Real Time News podcast host James Powell. I would like to say I appreciate you listening to our podcast, and I'm asking you to do me a favor. I would like you to go to anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. I will have the link around this video. You can actually click on it, but I would like you to go there and leave your 60 to 120 second message for us to play on our podcast. And this is what I want you to answer. How is God helping you? Give your favorite verse. And what state are you from? Again, you can click the link around this. It's anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. You can go there and we will play your message on our podcast. We'll just show you real quick. This is what it will look like when you go to leave a message. You can select your microphone and then you click this and start recording your message. So, thank you very much. Now, let's get back to the podcast. We appreciate your listening.
Thank you for joining us, and we are back from break. We appreciate anyone that supports us. We appreciate that very much. Please share, please subscribe, please like on Anchor FM and or whatever video platform you're watching this on. All right, the one tech article I have, Twitter says blacklisting of Donald Trump is permanent, even if he runs for office again. Twitter's blacklisting of Donald Trump is permanent. The way our policies work, when you're removed from the platform, you're removed from the platform, said Twitter's chief financial officer, Ned Segal, in a recent interview on CNBC. The CFO claimed that the former president was inciting violence on the platform, but provided no evidence to support his claim. So remember, the article I showed Kamala talked about, you know, the killing of President Trump and, you know, Jeff Sessions. That's okay. But boy, when it's President Trump, and he didn't even incite violence. But it's, you see the hypocrisy? Whether you're a commentator, or you're a CFO, or you're a former or current public official, remember, our policies are designed to make sure that people are not inciting violence. Oh, remember that. They're about helping you out. Baloney. The hypocrisy is so huge. So, it's very sad. Let's go on. Twitter's decision to ban Trump from the platform while he was still president, an act that precipitated similar actions from other tech giants, drew outrage from other world leaders and governments. As Breitbart News previously reported, the president of Mexico is mounting a campaign against big tech's political interference as global backlash against Silicon Valley over the censorship of President Donald Trump. The Chancellor of Germany chimed in. They joined the governments of Poland and Hungary, both of which had made tech censorship a priority even before the Trump bans. Manfred Weber, leader of the largest party bloc in the European Parliament, chimed in. You see, the big tech's unprecedented crackdown has also led to condemnation from both Russian government and Russian opposition. Twitter claims that it banned Trump for inciting violence, but on January 6th, tweet initially used to pretext to suspend the president's access to his account actually called on his supporters to peacefully disperse. shortly after the news broke of unrest on Capitol Hill. Folks, we are in a fight. And are you willing to stand? Are you willing to stand? Let me jump back to the verse. The verse of the day, 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but for perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Remember, God has this. God's in control. And I appreciate you listening. Please make sure that you leave us a message on the link around to our Anchor FM. We'd love to play your messages. We'd love to play your messages on our podcast and videocast. Thank you for listening. We will catch you on the next show. We trust that God will richly bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page, send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you, have a great day, and God bless.